Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
A little bit of a history lesson here for you right now. In 1959, an American man decided to form a new ice cream company.
Yeah.
With what he thought was a Danish sounding name. So not an actual place that is in Denmark or not even an actual Danish word. He just thought, as an American, this is Danishy. I'll get away with this. It's a Danishy sounding name for an ice cream company.
Is it Häagen-Dazs?
It is Häagen-Dazs. Yeah, so he named Häagen-Dazs as a tribute to, in actual fact, it's a tribute. It's a beautiful tribute. Denmark's treatment of the Jews during World War II was exemplary. And he wanted to just give them a shout out and say, you know what, I'm naming my ice cream after you guys because you were amazing. And so he named the ice cream Häagen-Dazs after the Danish, who he thought were just like amazing.
Is it a real word?
It's not a real word, but it's Denmark-sounding-ish.
No, you're joking.
It's Scandinavian-ish.
Yeah.
In actual fact, this in the marketing circles is known. It's actually it's known in the marketing industry as foreign branding. So like if you make we make lots of stuff in South Africa and people don't buy it, but it's like, ooh, if it's made in Italy, oh yeah, I'll buy it. Foreign branding.
No ways.
Yeah. Shut up.
But then it didn't turn out so sweet. In the end, because the American ice cream company Häagen-Dazs sued American ice cream company Fruschenklatscher.
That's a complicated just for ice cream.
Stop them from using such a Scandinavian sounding name.
No, come
they, on. Yes, they said that's our thing. We have the ownership of naming a company of a Scandinavian sounding name. You can't have that. The court ruled against Häagen-Dazs and said, I'm sorry, you guys aren't actually Scandinavian.
Also, I mean, have you ever heard of the Fruschenklatscher? Because I haven't.
You haven't had Fruschenklatscher?
Because
you haven't lived if you haven't had Fruschenklatscher.
Do we have it here?
Huh? We don't have it here.
Where did you have it?
I'll bring some back for you, okay.
From?
From
the place where they sell Fruschenklatscher.
Where they make it. Newcastle. I don't know. As soon as I find, I'll bring it. Okay. It's going to be hard to bring frozen stuff via international travel. But anyway, I'll give it a bash.
Mm.
And then, when you're enjoying your Fruschenklatscher or your Häagen-Dazs, you have to eat it slowly and let
it's
your
expensive.
Well, because of brain freeze.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Now, what is brain freeze?
When you eat something very cold and you get a headache.
Why?
Because there's too much cold for your brain.
It's a shock to your body.
So your brain has been shocked?
Yes.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't.
What happened?
There's nerve endings in your mouth that say the temperature is too low and it sends a message that shocks your brain. It's your nerve endings in your mouth that shock your brain and not the ice cream. It's the nerve endings that are saying, get this cold out of my mouth. Get this cold out my mouth.
I think, Darren, but then what happens if you have like an ice cream with a straw and you bypass the tip of your tongue and you still get brain freeze?
You won't get brain freeze.
If it doesn't
touch your palate, you can try it. If it goes straight to your throat, you don't get brain freeze.
100%.
Darren
Moore,
only when you freeze the palate that you get brain freeze.
I've had the coldest beer in the world and I've never had brain freeze. No, bro.
Yep. True.
Yeah, 100%.
As I am.
Yes.
Completely gobsmacked.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So icy cold and just got facts.
Yeah.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.